right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm here with Jeff Hollingshead. Jeff, how's it going?
It's going great.
Is it going great?
Yeah.
It seems like it's going great over there. Hey, we also have a special guest today, and I would love to introduce you to him. Is that okay?
Please.
All right. So today we have Mr. Ben Inslee. Ben, do you go by Benjamin?
No, I go by Ben.
He goes by Ben. Well, Ben, we're going to do a really quick rapid fire question. Jeff, I have some questions I would love for you to ask Ben, your choice. And Ben, you're going to get on this mic and answer them.
I really love it when you hand stuff to me in the last minute. Okay. What is your job title?
So I'm the general manager of Hollingshead Cement.
What was your first job?
I worked at JCPenney's at the catalog department.
Are you serious?
Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I had to wrap gifts in that job as well, so I'm an expert gift wrapper because of that.
I have words, but I'm not going to use them yet. What's your favorite animal?
Dogs.
Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Who is your hero besides me?
Probably my dad.
That's good. Where'd you go on your last vacation?
Charleston, South Carolina.
What's your nickname?
Benslee.
Well, great job, Ben. That was a good lightning fire round. Way to make it happen.
Absolutely. Now you know a ton more about me.
We definitely have learned about the JCPenney. We didn't know that. So
that was an interesting time in my life. 16 years old.
Well, Ben, we'll give people a little bit of color about how we met and kind of how you're in the role that you're in, I guess. But you are the brother of Eric Inslee, regretfully, I think.
Most of the time.
Yeah. But Eric and I have obviously been working together for a long time now, 10 or 12 years. And he'd always mention you. And tell everybody a little bit about your background.
So, yeah, out of high school, I started working for Lowe's, the home improvement retailer. I worked there from the age of 19 and spent about 21 years with Lowe's. Worked up through the ranks and eventually ran stores and operations for Lowe's around Middle Tennessee. Enjoyed the time there and learned a lot about really business and retail and really just about leadership. I think it was a great career to have, and really excited to be a part of SRM and what we're going to do here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And when you and I met, you had left Lowe's to go to Target to be a store manager there as well. And you know, a store manager, that's a pretty hefty job. So how many people reported directly to you in that position?
Yeah, so in Target, the max I had was about 310.
Yeah.
And at Lowe's, probably the max we had, it was about 225.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was seasonal driven with the different holidays and parts of the business, but definitely a lot of people.
Yeah, and that really, you know, I think it has really prepared you to really any role. And so when we first met, we had a position open in our block division, and you took over as the GM of Block and really didn't know much of anything about Block yet, other than your experience with Lowe's and Home Depot some, but you really excelled and did a phenomenal job in the Block division. And you were there for probably a year, I guess, and it really helped turn that around and help position that to what it is today. And it's been incredibly successful thereafter and opened opportunity for this cement role. And again, a spot that you've never been in or worked in, but has certainly grabbed the bull by the horns and has done a phenomenal job. So talking about the cement piece of it, why don't you tell everybody kind of what we've got going on, you know, how many terminals we have now, we can't disclose everything, Ben, but you know, some of the stuff we've been working on.
Yeah. So, on a, operational basis right now, we import cement in Savannah and Jacksonville on a daily basis. We load trucks and rail cars out of Jacksonville and Savannah. We're shipping that on rail to our terminal in Middletown, Ohio, and Ball Ground, Georgia. Both of those our truck loadouts and help support the SRM network. We also operate the Nashville Barge Terminal. We're unloading barges every day here and holding that in our 50,000-ton dome. And we're using that to load trucks and help support North Alabama, East Tennessee, Middle Tennessee market.
Yeah, Ballground's a new addition for us that we just closed that not very long ago. And we got some really cool things going on in Texas, too. You know, so we've got – why don't you update everybody on the rail and where we are in Texas?
Yeah, right now we're under construction in Houston. We have one truck lane and a 50,000-ton dome for storage. We are under construction for the rail loadout, and that rail loadout will service our terminal in Crescent, Texas, which is just southwest of Fort Worth. And we do have more plans in Texas to add more terminals for rail.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're definitely excited about some of that. We've mentioned, you know, Terrell, Texas. Yep. We'll go ahead and let, you know, a lot of people know about that one. So, yep, you know, we're working pretty close to being able to build, you know, to break ground in Terrell, Texas, and Crescent, Texas is already operational. So, you know, the cement in general, you've heard us speak a lot about it, but it is definitely a part of our strategy on a go-forward basis, is this ability to bring in imported cement, which, you know, you sent me a list a week or so ago that I think we're number five largest importers in the country right now. And that's just what we've brought into the East Coast. So once you start adding in the Gulf Coast, Houston, Panama City, and this really what is going to be a robust distribution network across the United States, you know, we'll be the largest importer pretty quick, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I think really the sky's the limit. Once we establish our barge and rail network in the center of the country, we'll be able to support that really well from our positions along the coast.
Yeah. And I think, too, what's interesting about opening and starting a new business, and this is essentially what it is. I mean, you've got this opportunity to have an entrepreneurial spirit. You're kind of getting approached with different challenges each and every day, both on the growth side, the hiring side, strategy, the way we structure management. And I know that's probably a lot different than your background with Target or Lowe's or any of those, but I'm sure it's a definitely unique and has its own set of challenges. Why don't you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest challenge right now we face is sometimes world politics. So we operate with a 50,000 ton dome for storage there in Jacksonville and Savannah, and a ship holds 50,000 tons. So you have to be just in time with that inventory in order to ensure we don't run out to support the business and not to let those ships sit and wait there in the harbor, which costs in excess of $20,000 a day. Yeah. And right now with the world politics, we've had some shipping concerns with the Middle East and the crisis that's going on over there, which has caused delays and kind of a push and pull effect that the shipping industry is going through, with having to reroute a lot of shipments around, say, the Horn of Africa, which is adding another 10 days of travel to our cements.
Yeah, and that and increased costs, you know, and that's all things that we did not foresee. You know, it happens. And that's the interesting thing about buying cement, which, you know, we buy a lot of cement from Algeria and Africa. We buy a lot from the UAE, some Turkish cement, Vietnam. I mean, all the world is literally at our fingertips to be able to move cement around and distribute it to all of our markets. So it's been an exciting time. I would be amiss to not mention Tim Langelier. You know, he's done a really phenomenal job on the sales side in helping us in the beginning, just getting everything off the ground. And then now, you know, as far as sales are concerned, we've had a record setting year last year. And I, you know, our growth was 100%. You know, literally almost 100%. And I think it's going to be hopefully that again. So that's the new bar. So you got to hit 100% a year.
Oh, absolutely. If you talk to Tim probably anytime around the end of the year, we were approaching a big milestone in Savannah that Tim was very proud of. And we broke 1 million tons imported through that terminal, which is absolutely phenomenal. And Tim drove that and really laid the groundwork for what we're doing now. And really grateful to have him on our team and look forward to these expanding markets and him developing a sales force across the country to help us continue to grow and move up another spot or two on that list.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Well, man, we appreciate you and having you on today.
Thank you so much, Bensley. It's always great to hear from somebody new. You did great. This is your first time on the podcast, right? Okay, you did great.
Your podcast famous.
That's right. That's right. All right. So, Jeff, you have a couple of announcements that you want to share. You've got some upcoming news. So let's hear it.
Yeah, we're excited to announce Drake Willoughby as our new GM in Savannah, Georgia. He is from our Michigan operation, and he has decided to make the move to Savannah and take over that important market for us. So I'm excited to have some new leadership there and the opportunity to continue to grow in a market that has become so important to us. And, you know, we've got some great people in Savannah, just salt of the earth, hardworking people. Tommy Waters does a phenomenal job. Bruce Jones does he just does anything I've ever asked the guy to do. He always has done it. I just can't say enough good things about those guys. And Samuel Willingham and you know, all of them, they do a very, very good job, and we appreciate them very much. And I know that Drake will be elated to have such a good group of individuals there to support him and he support them and it is this critical role of being a GM. So congratulations to Drake, and we look forward to the future in that market.
Awesome. Okay. Congrats to him. Jeff, it's time to announce our go-getter of the week.
Let's do it.
All right. This week's go-getter of the week is Mr. James Astorino from the Germantown Sand and Gravel from Germantown, Ohio. They say that James is always ready to help and he never backs down from a challenging task. Everything from operating to fabricating and running test trials on new equipment. He can diagnose issues with the plant and often fixes the issue himself. So thanks so much to people like James that are go-getters in the company. We really appreciate you.
Glad to have you on the team.
Yes. Congratulations. If you would like to nominate a coworker, you can do so on the newsletter or in the SRM 360 app. Everyone, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks, guys.